All right, welcome again to Free Association. This is just a quick one. I've just discovered after I don't know where it came up from. I think it was just randomly on YouTube, but Novak Djokovic has won the Australian Open tennis. So, given that I did a lot of coverage of Novak Djokovic last year, at about this time, I thought it's only reasonable I do a little bit of coverage this year. So I'm gonna find some footage and play a couple of reports from Australia.
Djokovic is on top of the world this morning after defeating Greek star Stefanos Tsitsipas in straight sets to claim his 10th Australian Open title. The 35-year-old, who's just regained his world number one status, was overcome with emotion following the three-hour battle. The victory sees Djokovic draw level with Nadal on 22 Grand Slam titles. Let's go live to Sunrise reporter Nathan Curry at Melbourne Park. Nathan, he's waited 12 long months for this moment.
He has, Koshin. He certainly made it worthwhile. He's become pretty famous for showing no emotion on the court, but geez, he was showing a lot of it last night. And rightly or wrongly, this time last year, he was sort of public enemy number one here in Melbourne. But there was so much love for Novak in Rod Laver Arena last night, and he was definitely giving that a lot back, calling last night the greatest win of his career. Celeb spotting in the crowd when it comes time for the men's and women's finals. We had plenty of them in the house last night. Rocket Rod Laver was in his own house. We had the PM Bill Gates. Russell Crowe's even been in town checking out a lot of the tennis over the weekend as well, which was great to see. But of course, Koshy, the man of the moment was Novak Djokovic himself. What a turnaround after last year's summer here. It's been an incredible turnaround for the man himself.
Yeah. Poor old Prime Minister. The one shot of him licking an ice cream. Not very gainly, is it? Oh, poor bloke. And 3.5 hours of watching tennis. All right, Nathan, thank you for that. Get a nicer pick of him, will you? Here's Nat.
Thank you, Koshy. Queensland police might soon be able to conduct random weapon searches in more parts of the state as part of a crackdown on knife crime. Sunrise correspondent Bianca Stone joins us from Brisbane. This comes after a recent trial.
And Nat, good morning. This trial has been incredibly successful. Over the past 2 years or so, the police on the Gold Coast have been using wands to detect concealed weapons. Now, in that time, they found about 240 weapons, things like knives, screwdrivers, machetes, even an axe, would you believe? They were out and about again on Saturday night. Our cameras were invited to take part because this trial has reached a crucial stage. I now want to expand it across the rest of Queensland to all 15 safe night precincts and also to public transport. Now, to do that, it requires a change to the law. That process is underway, and if it's successful, it'll be called Jack's Law. That's after Jack Beasley, a Gold Coast teenager who was stabbed to death in Surfers Paradise in 2019. His parents have been campaigning for this to happen.
We are going to find so many other knives around, and so no other family has to go through what we go through.
What happens is, when we see young people carry knives, other young people think they need to carry knives because they need to defend themselves.
People need to know they can be safe, and they will know they'll be protected by police who have the tools and the authority to be able to do their job.
A public hearing will be held here today and a report will be tabled to Parliament next month, no?
Right, OK, thanks, Bianca.
Let's get more news down with Eddie.
Thank you so much, Koshy. Thank you, Barrett. Sydney commuters have been...
All right, let's not do Australian news. Right, we're not even halfway through the clip and there's no Novak Djokovic really on there, so let's find one that actually does have Novak Djokovic on it. That's a good place to start.
But in the world of sport, 10 is considered to be the magic number. Once thought to be unobtainable, we now know that that isn't the case. And with his victory tonight, this incredible athlete has that perfect score. It's his 10th title at Melbourne Park, and tonight, with his win, he also regains the position of the number one player in the world. The Australian Open Men's Singles Champion for 2023, Novak Djokovic.
First of all, I have to say that I'm touched by Stefanos' words. Thank you so much for being so kind and respectful. I appreciate that. I think we both would agree that, of course, on the court, we are fierce competitors and we want to win against each other, no matter who is across the net. But that doesn't mean that we shouldn't respect each other. And we acknowledge each other's efforts. So I acknowledge your effort and I congratulate you on an amazing tournament. Tough luck tonight, great battle. I think that this is definitely not your last Grand Slam. You still have lots of time, much more than me. I'd like to congratulate also to your team, to your family. I know how much time you guys spend into trying to make you a better player and better person on and off the court. You are one of the most professional tennis players that I know on the tour and one of the most interesting guys. I said that 2 days ago. I still think you are very interesting. And I would just like to finish off by commenting something about Greece and Serbia. And you know, we are relatively two small countries that don't really have a tennis tradition. You know, we didn't have too many players to look up to, players that have reached these heights in a professional tennis. So I think that the message really for any young tennis player around the world who is watching this now and dreaming to be here where Stefanos and I am, dream big, dare to dream, because everything is possible. Don't let anybody take away the dream. Doesn't matter where you're coming from. I actually think that the more disadvantaged childhood you have, the more difficulties and more challenges you have, the stronger you become. So Stefanos and I are the proof of that. And don't really let anybody take away that dream from you. Nurture it, water it like you water the flowers. Even if you find only one person in this world that will accept, embrace, and support your dreams, find that person and dream big, because you can make it. What a journey it has been for my family, my team, and myself. I don't know where to start and where to finish. I don't take anything for granted. I know you guys are tolerating sometimes the worst sides of my character on and off the court. And I appreciate the patience and the love and support that you guys are giving me. Why are you laughing, Gore? I don't know if you will ever forgive me all these years, what I've done to you guys, but I have to repeat it over and over again. This trophy is yours as much as it's mine. So thank you from the bottom of my heart for your say that this has been one of the most challenging tournaments I've ever played in my life, considering the circumstances. Not playing last year, coming back this year, and I want to thank all the people that made me feel welcome, made me feel comfortable to be in Melbourne, to be in Australia. There's a reason why I've played my best tennis throughout my career in Australia and on this court in front of legendary Rod Laver. Thank you so much for being present tonight, sir. I try to pinch myself and really live through these moments, and it's a long journey. I know this is also a long talk from my side, but bear with me, guys. I just have to say this because only the team and the family knows what we've been through in the last 4 or 5 weeks, and this probably is the, I would say, biggest victory in my life, considering the circumstances. I'd like to thank the organization of the tournament, of course, the volunteers, everyone who is part of such an incredible event, really phenomenal organization, day in, day out. Craig has been very helpful to my team and I over the years, and I thank you for always doing your best to make us feel at home and feel comfortable. I know that there's been a record-breaking crowds this year, and I know there's a lot of people on the square and around the world watching. Thank you so much for making this event one of the best events in the world. Thank you so much, and hopefully see you next year. Thank you.
All right, so that's Novak Djokovic, and he was very, very emotional. He pretty much broke down for a few minutes before that acceptance speech. And I think that the guy's basically traumatized. That's what it looked like to me. He's held so much together for so long to get where he is that he's been traumatized, and he's just let it out. But anyway, congratulations to the guy. He deserves it. He stood up last year when nobody else was really standing up to be counted, and I give him credit for that. I give him tremendous credit for that. But that's one of the things that traumatized him, unfortunately. So that's pretty much it. I'm going to keep all of these short today. There might be half a dozen podcasts today, but they'll all be 15 minutes. All right, that's it. Thanks for coming in, guys. Appreciate your company. I'll see you again another time.